Good day! This day, our subject will be what you are doing and what you can do. But first, it is about what you already know and what you already have. That is the key. I would express that many of you may be confused or may be expressing that you don't know what to do or you are stuck or you perceive that you can't do what you want to do. And this could be in relation to a job or your direction or your creativity or a relationship or anything. Anything that is important to you that you perceive that you can't do or that you don't know what to do and you are waiting for that revelation or that inspiration or that information to come to you to tell you what to do. And all of this is that you already have the information, you already know what to do, you already have everything that you require to do what you require to do or want to do, you are merely not doing it. It's not that you don't have enough information or that you don't know what you want or that you don't know how to do it. It is that you merely aren't doing it. Now, in that, it matters not, as I expressed, what the subject is. It could be what your direction is, and you are waiting for some inspiration to tell you what your direction is. You already know what your direction is. Or what you want to do. I don't know what I want to do. Yes, you do know what you want to do. You merely are expressing to yourself that you can't. Or you don't have enough information to move forward. But you do have enough information. This is what I was expressing to all of you at the beginning of this present year, that we would see what you will do. And for the most part, what most of you are doing is waiting and not doing. You are waiting for an inspiration, you are waiting for a revelation, you are waiting for something to tell you what to do. And that is not the point. That is not self-directing. Self-directing is listening to yourself, using the information that you have, using the skills that you have, and applying them in the direction that you want to move in. You all have different subjects, different ideas of what you want to do. Why are you not doing them? What is it that is restricting you? What are you expressing that you can't do that you want to do? Now, that is the question which I pose to each of you to answer. What is it that you want to do that you perceive you can't, or that you think you don't know how, or you don't know what to do? What is it that you are waiting for? in information or in revelation to yourself or even inspiration. What are you waiting for and what can't you do? There is your question.
Elias?
Yes.
This is Val.
Yes.
I'm going to go on a positive note. I am doing. I have.
Congratulations.
Yes. I'm very excited about a new endeavor that I've been exploring, and that would be vibration and healing. It's fascinating. Took a class last week, first level, and engaged some practice using tuning forks, moving energy. It's fascinating. And I'm also quite interested in using color as a vibrational mechanism for healing. I have no expectations. I'm not sure where it's going to go, but I find it quite exciting. And it's spring here in Vermont, and I can't say I have any complaints. So I just wanted to share that.
What would you express
I didn't understand you, Elias. I didn't understand you.
What is your plan, and what do you want to do with this?
At this point, I'm experimenting with it. I'm not quite sure. I attracted a lady in close proximity who's quite interested, and we have some of the same interests in exploring this modality together. And I have met people of same mind. And I'm not quite sure whether I want to engage it on a human level or animal level or both, or maybe even on a teaching level. I just feel very fascinated by it, and I think it's the future. And I also feel that it's kind of like spreading awareness to a different modality of healing. So I have no expectations. I'm not sure where it's going to go.
But in that, you are feeling confident and you are moving forward with it in experimentation?
Correct.
Excellent.
Correct.
That is an excellent example of not being stuck.
At this point, no. It's a great feeling.
Now, let me ask you, what prompted you to explore this direction?
Physical manifestation, actually, that I had engaged for about 16 years. And my dear friend Lila had received this book written by this lady, Eileen McCusick, about vibrational healing. And I had a background in conventional medicine, and I was looking for alternatives. So I engaged a session with this modality, and I found it fascinating and quite effective. And that just kind of sparked the interest and fueled the flame, so to speak. And I started investigating and then decided to take the class. And I've had four other sessions with this modality. And I feel great. So I feel like I may be a good advocate for it.
Congratulations.
Actually, a physical manifestation led me down that path.
Excellent. Yeah. I would First, congratulations. And this is an excellent example. Now, in that, let me explain to the rest of you why this is an excellent example. Because it was born out of what you already have. Not that you already know all of the answers and moving in a new direction, but that you incorporate some information that you already have or some curiosity that you already have, and then engage a step to explore in a new direction with that. And in that, not concerning yourself with being an expert in a new direction or a new subject, but being open to applying yourself in whatever interests you and what you are curious about and exploring that. And if you explore in one direction and you discover that it is not quite as interesting to you as you may have originally believed, then you explore a different direction, but from the same motivation. Now, is there an offering of anyone that may be in a position in which they perceive themselves to be stuck, or they are not doing what they want to do, or they are not perceiving that they can do what they want to do?
This is Barb. The one thing I thought was interesting is that Val said that there was a motivational, that there was a health issue, because I'm feeling the same way, that I'm stuck on a health issue and I'm not sure whether to go conventional doctor or alternative methods of healing, because I have beliefs that are sort of embedded and I keep thinking they'll keep me from using something effectively.
This is also an excellent example. Pardon. You have a situation that is motivating to you. You have a physical manifestation that you want to address to. And then you express that you are stuck because you are confused and you don't know what to do. But you do know what to do. It is merely a matter of doing it. And that does not mean that you move in a direction and it will be immediately successful, or that it will immediately eliminate whatever it is that you don't want, but that you generate a step. Now, in this, you are expressing an acknowledgement that you are aware that you incorporate some beliefs, perhaps in a conventional or traditional direction. But that doesn't prevent you from exploring. It doesn't stop you from investigating in directions of interest or curiosity. In this, if you explore in a direction that you are curious about in relation to alternative healing, and you are dissatisfied with what you present to yourself, you can move in the traditional direction if you are so choosing. It is not that if you choose a direction, you can't move in any other direction, or once you make a decision, in one area that is then set in stone, and you can't move in a direction that you would have moved in previously. You can move in any direction. That is the point, is to take a step, regardless of what it is. It matters not. It is the point that so many of you presently are not doing, because you are engaging too much thinking about what you could do or what you should do or what might be successful or what likely wouldn't be successful. You are analyzing all of the angles of whatever the subject is that is vexing you, but you aren't doing. You are thinking. And the thinking incorporates a tremendous amount of time, which is being consumed in not actually doing. Therefore, what is important at this point is that you allow yourselves to engage a step. If you incorporate a physical manifestation that is bothersome to you, and you don't like it, and you don't want it, and you are already moving in directions in relation to what we have discussed, acknowledging your feelings, recognizing what you are creating, attempting not to oppose it, but you're not actually being successful in creating the direction that you want to move in. It is not that you actually don't want to move in that direction. It is that you are telling yourself you don't know how. And that is actually incorrect. It is not that you don't know how. It is that you are occupying yourself with your thinking, which is confusing you and preventing you from engaging a step. And once you engage a step, just as with the previous individual, when she engaged that action, there may have been some interest, but she was not certain of what she would encounter, or whether she would actually resonate with it or not, or whether it would be successful for her or not. But she engaged the step to explore, to experiment, and to offer herself a new avenue to investigate whether that may be an avenue that she resonates with and that might be successful. And it was inspiring. You don't give yourselves inspiration when you are occupying yourself with thinking. When you are moving in that circle of thinking, 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 and repeat thinking, you don't allow yourselves to present inspiration to yourself. Therefore, when you take a step, just as the previous individual expressed, I am not generating expectations, that is actually quite literal, because when you take a step and you aren't entirely certain how that will proceed or what you will be doing. And you don't have a map of that yet. You literally don't have expectations because you don't know what to expect. And therefore, you allow yourselves to be open to what you can create and what you can do. But the first piece of that is to engage a step. Therefore, what I would express to you is if you have an interest or a curiosity in alternative methods of healing, take a step and allow yourself to explore that. There is a plethora of information available in relation to different modalities of alternative healing. In this, it is merely a matter of allowing yourself to investigate any of them. But while you are in that position of waiting for that inspiration or waiting for an answer, you generally won't give yourself an answer. You will merely continue to wait because that is the energy you are projecting. And therefore, that is what you attract, more waiting. In this, if you don't necessarily trust alternative healing, and let me express as an aside to that statement, that you don't have to entirely trust it. That is not a requirement. And you can explore an avenue such as alternative healing and not necessarily trust it yet. But if you don't entirely distrust it, then it could be an avenue for you to explore. Now, if you do know that you don't trust it already, that you already have a perception that it does not work, that it isn't successful, that it won't be successful with you, then this is part of what I was expressing previously. You already have the information. Listen to that. If you don't trust an avenue such as alternative healing, then don't move yourself in a direction in which you are exploring it because other individuals are expressing that it is better. Or because you have an idea that if you are more expanded or if you are more self-aware, you would choose these alternative healing methods rather than traditional healing methods. Not necessarily correct. That is not necessarily accurate. Any method you choose is a method. Whether it is in a traditional direction or whether it is in a non-traditional direction, they are all methods. They are successful because you trust them and because you allow them to be successful, regardless of which method you choose. In this, it is not a matter of one method versus another method, that one method is better than another method. What is important is which direction, which method do you trust more? Which method are you more comfortable with? It is not a matter of one is better and one is less. I would express to all of you that you incorporate opinions about established or conventional healing and positions. But I would express to you that alternative healers are expressing methods also. And their methods are not necessarily more accurate than other methods. An alternative healer is not necessarily any more effective than a traditional physician. It depends on you and what you trust. If you trust that alternative healer, then the alternative healer will be more successful. If you trust that alternative healing method more than you trust a traditional method, then it likely will be more successful. If you don't know whether you trust it more, you do know what your opinion is. You do know what you think about different methods. You know what your opinion is about traditional healing. And if you are uncertain about alternative directions, the reason that you are uncertain is likely that you don't have as much information. And that is merely a matter of availing yourself of more information. Ask questions and allow yourself to investigate different modes of alternative healing and allow yourself to feel into that. Do you feel comfortable with a particular method or do you not? Are you open to a particular method or are you not? I would express that alternative healing is only considered alternative healing because it is not necessarily what you deem to be the mainstream of healing. What you view to be alternative healing in other countries is mainstream healing. I would express that there are methods that you incorporate now in relation to acupuncture and acupressure that have become what you would term to be mainstream healing methods. 50 years prior, they weren't in your culture or in many cultures, but in some cultures, they already were mainstream. Now, they are mainstream within your culture, but 50 years prior, they were alternative healing methods. Anything you view as an alternative healing method now is not an alternative somewhere. Somewhere it is a mainstream method of healing. Therefore, it is a matter of allowing yourself to explore, and the key pieces are use what you know. And generate a step rather than merely thinking about it and considering it and vacillating back and forth and not actually doing.
Elias, this is Dean, your favorite mouse, back again.
Welcome, my friend.
Oh, with a laugh like that, I have to drink many Old Crows in your honor.
Ah, yes.
I have a question.
For myself, my friend.
You betcha, in spades. I have a question that is regarding trust. I would like some suggestions for enhancing these other dimensional contacts, especially like with Baran and Atlantis, and trusting the validity of what I receive. I'm not sure how to tell if I'm creating a significant distortion or not. There's, I think you know that he's been popping in and out pretty good, and I'm saying, okay, what's going on here? I'm not sure what to trust. I trust the fact that that's happening, but the actual communications, I'm not sure if I'm adding my own personal opinions in there or ideas or wishes. I don't know how to get a handle on the validity of what I receive.
Very well. The first piece that I would express to you is, generally speaking, you are considerably unlikely to connect with another essence or another being that moves in a direction that is considerably contrary to yourself. That is the first piece. Therefore, whatever you are attracting, you will share commonalities. Not perhaps everything, but for the most part, you will move in harmony with whatever being you are connecting with. Otherwise, you wouldn't be connecting with them because it would be too difficult for you. You would be in constant conflict. Therefore, that being the first piece, that is important because I'm aware that most individuals, including yourself, question the validity of information that is being expressed. One reason for that is if you agree with it. Or in another manner of speaking, I question the validity of what is being expressed because it might merely be my imagination or it might merely be wishful thinking. If it is your imagination or wishful thinking, in your estimation, it is because you agree with it. It is not challenging you because you agree with it. Or, in very simple terms, in your terminology, it makes sense to you. Therefore, that creates a situation in which you question what is being expressed and whether you are making it up or whether it is actually coming from that other source. Then there are the points of you might not understand what is being expressed, or it may seem very foreign to you, or you express in that terminology far-fetched.
Yes, far-fetched is right.
And in that, made me question again, because it seems impossible, or it seems too fantastical, or too imaginary, and that can create a situation in which you doubt the validity of what is being expressed also. Now, how do you know, now that you know what causes you to doubt, how do you know whether what is being expressed is valid or not? You listen to your intuition. If you resonate with it, my friend, it is valid. I would express that, in a manner of speaking, everything is valid. There, it is a matter of whether you resonate with what is being expressed. And in that, I grant you that you may connect with information that may be scientific or may have aspects of future probabilities associated with it, and you may connect with that information and think to yourself that you have a responsibility to inform other individuals of what is the impending or coming event, or to share information to benefit mankind in relation to scientific breakthroughs. And if you want to share them, that is your choice. But what I would express to you is whatever information you are presenting to yourself is mainly for you. And in that, you can share whatever you choose, but it is mainly for your use. What will you do with it? And in that, allowing yourself to trust that source, if it is not moving in tremendous opposition to your guidelines, meaning if it is not expressing information that would horrify you, or that you would think is very wrong, then it is information that is valid and it is being presented in harmony with you. And in that, I would encourage you to trust it. And if you want to share information that you are receiving, it is a matter of stepping into the challenge of translating that information in a manner that other individuals can receive.
That, I understand. Okay.
That is the tricky piece, because you can offer information to other individuals, but they may not have the ability to receive it because of their perception. Therefore, it is a matter of configuring that information or translating it in a capacity that they can receive it. Are you understanding?
Yes, I'm understanding. I'm asking these questions specifically regarding the An Pyramid in Bahrain, as you know, is the fifth point, and I have these contacts, and the next thing I say is, okay, how real is this? I know not long ago I had asked you about a journey I had into Dothan, Alabama in the car, and here were you, and here was Bahrain, and you said, yeah, that was all three of us, and that just really surprised me because I thought it was a bunch of BS, and I was just fantasizing here, and here it turns out to be real. I trust what you say.
That is precisely what I was expressing to you, is that this is the restriction, is that you think automatically that it is your imagination and that it is not real. It is fantasy. And therefore you dismiss it or you question it. What I am expressing to you is what you think is your imagination is real.
Wow. There goes that jug old crow in your honor. Well, thank you very much, my dear friend.
You are very
appreciate your advice and your counsel.
You are very welcome. And I would offer you a suggestion. Watch the fish.
Watch the fish?
Yes.
I have fish in my pond and I had... Are you talking out where the portals are?
Watch the fish. Watch their behavior.
Okay.
There are clues. I would express that other beings also are interactive with the fish.
Oh, wow. Okay. Boy, that's a real hotbed of activity here where all those the portals are and Tracy's cone and all that other good stuff. Gee whiz.
Precisely. Therefore, watch the fish.
I shall watch the fish. Thank you again, my friend. I know there's others that need to talk to you.
You are very welcome.
Hi, Elias. This is Julie. I have a question. I know partially what I want, and what that is that I want to have a kind of a community style living with my family, and could be others too, but I'm starting with my family. And the thing that I feel a little bit stuck on, although I've done a little bit of exploration, is that my family is kind of settling into Colorado, and you know, that's my daughter and her husband and their family, and then my husband, they kind of, it feels like they're all settling in here, and I am still feeling like I want to explore Northern California, because you had told me one time that that really resonates with me and also my daughter. I don't know about the rest of the family. I don't know if that would be a place where everyone would resonate well. So I'm kind of stuck on the place. And also I've done a little bit of exploring already and I have more trips planned this summer, but I don't know what to do about the rest of the family. If especially my husband seems to be settling it, wanting to settle in here, stay here, and put down even deeper roots. Like the family is the priority. I'm not intending to leave them, you know, to go off on my own and do something. So that's kind of where I feel stuck.
Very well. Now, this is actually an excellent example also, because now you are involving other individuals, and as you are all aware, you don't create reality for them, and you don't create their choices. Therefore, it is a matter of expressing that cooperation together. And how do you do that if you want to move in a particular direction, but it seems that other individuals want to move in a different direction? Now, first of all, it is not a matter of convincing the other individuals of the benefits to moving, because they already aren't interested. Therefore, that merely encourages them to not listen.
Aren't you going to need us?
Therefore, it is more a matter of expressing yourself, continuing to move in your direction, and what is important to you, but also expressing more importance with the other individuals, meaning they already know that they are important to you, but the more you express that in obvious manners, the more they begin to recognize in a very objective manner how important you are to them. And that is significant, because the more they are objectively aware of how important you are to them, in similar manner to yourself, that you want them to be happy and you want to cooperate with them, they will also more and more move in that direction the more they objectively express how important you are to them. In that, what influences you to be happy or more free or more content or resonate more will become more important to them, because they are concentrated on how important you are to them. Are you understanding?
I think so, but so in expressing how important they are to me, you mean like with words, like you're so, I really care about you, I want to support you and what is what your joy and passion is and things like that, because I feel like I do it in actions all the time. I'm not sure, maybe they're not, I mean, I think they do get it.
And I have acknowledged that they do perceive you as being important. They recognize that they are important to you. They mm-hmm. know that they are important to you. Mm-hmm. What I am expressing is the more you are expressing how important they are to you, and yes, expressing more in words, because you can be generating tremendous actions that are motivated because you are thinking and feeling and perceiving that the other individual is very important to you. But the other individual is translating that somewhat differently. Not that they don't know how important they are to you, but the more you express that, the more it pulls that idea, in a manner of speaking, to the surface of their awareness about how important you are to them. And that is a significant point. People may express, if they were asked, that certain people are important to them. Do they generally express that to each other? Not much. You may do actions that you are perceiving shows the other individual how important they are to you. But your perception and their perception are not the same. Therefore, communicating that importance is also significant. And this, let me express to you in this manner. Think for a moment about a child, perhaps even yourself. And in that, this child or yourself, let us say your parents or one of your parents is expressing in actions by giving you whatever you need or whatever you want in actual material manifestations, and is encouraging you in directions that will likely benefit you. But rarely, if ever, actually says to you, I love you, or you are special, or you are important. Now, you will generate a perception that you are somewhat important to this individual, or they would not give to you in the manner that they do. But you may not perceive that you are as important to that individual because they don't tell you that you are. You may express that this parent loves you because they do for you and because you are translating that that must mean that they love you. But it is not quite the same as them expressing that to you, even not as a child. If you engage a partnership with another individual, if the other individual never expresses to you those words, you will in some capacity, feel something missing. You will automatically feel not as important, regardless of what the other individual is doing. Now, to the other individual, in their perception, they are showing you how much they appreciate you, how much they love you, how important you are to them, and how could you possibly question that? But you could. In the same manner, if you reverse it, regardless of how much you do for another individual, they will generate a perception that you care about them, that you love them, that they are somewhat important to you, that they are valuable to you. But their perception will also likely move in a direction of something missing, and that they're not important enough to be told. Never assume that other individuals merely know what you think or what you feel, regardless of how strongly you think or feel it, because other individuals' perceptions are different, and therefore what they look at or what they pay attention to is different, and what they value is different, because what is important to them is different from what is important to you. Therefore, if you want to be generating a cooperation between yourself and other individuals, and in that cooperation, you want the group of you to move in harmony with each other and to flow together, the first piece is to express to them more how important they are to you, how valuable they are, and to be expressing that genuine love for them in terms that cannot be misinterpreted. It is difficult to misinterpret "I love you" when that is what you are expressing, unless your actions are tremendously contrary to that, it is unlikely that the other individual will misinterpret what you are expressing. And this, the more you do that, the more you are influencing and encouraging them in the same manner, to be more objectively aware of how important you are to them. This is a significant piece. A lot of most individuals think from the perspective of how important other individuals are, how important everyone else is to me, not how important I am to everyone else. But that is a part of the cooperation, how important you are to them. And in that, you are encouraging more of that cooperation and more of that natural flow in an expression of the same as yourself. You want for them, they want for you.
Okay. Thank you, Elias.
You are very welcome.
I'll be doing more of that.
Hi, Elias. This is Simon. This is my first time participating.
Welcome.
Thank you. So it's interesting that the subject you brought up today is exactly what I was thinking. And the problem I have is the saying, you don't know what you don't know. And for me, that's the biggest barrier. When I try all sorts of exercises and whatnot, in my head, I have an expectation, I guess, or even when I try not to have an expectation, it seems like I have an expectation.
Okay. And
I don't know, like, for example, if I try and exercise my inner senses, I don't know what to expect. And so I have an expectation because I don't know what to expect. And so that makes it difficult to know if I'm doing it right, if I'm trying too hard. So there's all sorts of these mental barriers that keep popping up. And when I don't get what I think I'm supposed to get, then it causes me to doubt. So I'm not exactly sure how I can accomplish what I want to accomplish when I feel like I'm preventing myself from accomplishing.
Once again, too much thinking.
Yes. Yes.
What I would express to you, first of all, is to move in a direction of acknowledgement of what you don't know. Which means, what is acknowledgement? There are two components to acknowledgement. The first component is recognizing and defining. Therefore, expressing a definition of whatever it is that you are identifying or that you are thinking about, let us say. The second component is accepting, which means you recognize and define something and then you accept it for what it is, even if it is an unknown. Let us say that you want to move in a direction of an out-of-body experience, and you have never objectively done that, and you don't know what to expect, and you don't know how to do it. And in that, I would correct that last statement, you do know how to do it, but you don't think you know how to do it. In this, you first acknowledge what you don't know. That allows you to stop the expectations because you are acknowledging that you don't know what to expect. And therefore, there is no expectation. The next step is not automatically dismissing your experience. Very similar to our previous question in relation to how do you know if the information is valid or not? In this, it is a matter of not dismissing what you are experiencing. In that, you may not be experiencing rockets and fireworks initially. You may be experiencing a very slight difference in what you feel. Or you may be experiencing once again.
Hi, everybody. Please stand by. We obviously lost Mary. We'll get her back. Let me, Linda may not even be aware. Let me call her. I trust everybody's still there. Just give us 1 second. Stand by. Second. Trust. There you go.
Okay. What happened? Who cares?
Oh, okay.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
There's something wrong with the camera.
Continuing. Now, in this, the most important factor is not dismissing what you are experiencing by expressing to yourself that it is your imagination, which is the most common experience. You may have an experience, but you are experiencing it in relation to what is familiar to you, thought. Therefore, you think you are only thinking, but in actuality, you are not. You are presenting different information to yourself or experience to yourself, but you dismiss it in that assessment that it is only thinking and that you are only imagining what you are presenting to yourself, and therefore it is not real. That is the area in which the expectation enters. It is expecting that whatever you are presenting to yourself or whatever you are experiencing isn't real. Therefore, what I would express to you after you are acknowledging what you don't know, or you may be moving in a direction of a new experience, something that is unfamiliar to you or even unknown, and acknowledging that you don't know how that will proceed or how that will manifest itself, but then being open to whatever the presentment is. And in most situations, the first presentment is in thought. At times it may be a feeling, but even in that, you immediately translate it with thought. And remember that your thought mechanism is doing its job. It is translating information. Therefore, if you are engaging some meditation, or you are engaging attempting a projection and out of body experience, or you are attempting to connect with another area of consciousness or another essence or another focus, whatever it is that you are attempting to do, the first piece beyond the acknowledgement is not to dismiss whatever you present to yourself. And what you present to yourself may not be an entire scenario. It may initially be a color or a scent or one image, or it may merely be an idea. But in that, not to dismiss it. You don't necessarily feel different than you usually feel when you are engaging any of these other activities. You don't experience yourself different when you are projecting than you do when you are engaging objective waking reality. You feel the same, for it is you that is experiencing it. Therefore, you experience it the same. It doesn't feel strange. It doesn't feel different. It doesn't feel cosmic. What does that mean, feeling cosmic? We don't know.
We don't know.
I would express there is no feeling cosmic. You will feel what you feel as you, because you are you. And therefore, that is how you experience. You merely think that you should be feeling different, but generally you won't. And this, I would express, this is the reason that it's so easy to dismiss whatever you are presenting to yourself, because it seems that you are imagining it or you are making it up, but you aren't. If your imagination is presenting it to you, what I can express to you is the reminder, everything you present to yourself through your imagination is real. It merely may not be real in your objective reality in this moment. It may be real in another reality, and that is what you are tapping into, but it is all real. Nothing you can imagine has never been. Everything that you can imagine exists somewhere in some capacity, or you wouldn't imagine it.
Wow.
Let me express to you that Inspiration and invention is not imagination. They are different. Inspiration and invention may be something new that has not been before, and you may be creating it. You may be discovering it. But imagination is what already exists. Therefore, whatever you can imagine, whatever you present to yourself is valid because it is real. It already is. And you are merely tapping into it. This is the reason that I encourage all of you not to be dismissive of what you imagine as being not real, because it is real. Now, in relation to sabotaging yourself, that is merely a matter of thinking too much. You are paying more attention to your thinking than you are to what you are doing. And in that, you can alter that in a myriad of different manners. I would suggest that the most successful manners are to engage your outer senses. If you want to experience your inner senses and you are being distracted by thinking, engage your outer senses. Give your thought mechanism something to do. And this, if it is translating an outer sense, it will not likely move in directions of repeat thinking or questions. In this, use your sense of hearing and focus your attention in a manner in which you are paying attention to background sounds, birds outside, some sound that is not necessarily constant, but also is not directly in front of you. Something that is on the periphery. And this, that gives you something to concentrate on and not be distracted. Then, in relation to your inner senses, it is merely a matter of concentrating on one word for each of them. Meaning, if you want to be connecting with your empathic sense, all that is necessary is to focus on something other than yourself. It matters not what it is. It could be a chair. It could be something living, or it could be something that you term to be inanimate. It does not actually matter, because everything is consciousness. Therefore, if you want to engage your empathic sense, all that is required is that you choose something to focus on and you express one word, feel. That focuses your attention. And then don't dismiss what you feel. If you want to engage your sense of conceptualization, you allow yourself to distract yourself with your outer senses, therefore you're not thinking other than in relation to your outer senses, and you give yourself one word, action. You focus on a subject, it matters not what it is, and you express that word, action. If you are wanting to engage your inner sense of telepathy, and remember, that is not mind reading. You choose a subject, you choose what you are concentrating on in relation to that inner sense, and you give yourself one word, connect. In that is all that is required to do. And once you do it, it is a matter of not dismissing what you present to yourself. And what you present to yourself may include what you think of as nothing. If you are connecting with a chair and you are using any of those inner senses, what you may be presenting to yourself may be moving so slowly that it appears to be nothing. It is not nothing, but your conceptualization sense will tap into that action. And the action is moving so slowly to present that object as a solid object that it doesn't give you a tremendous amount of activity. You likely won't present to yourself words with any of these inner senses. You will likely present either feelings or sensing or images, which the images are likely not to be what you are familiar with. Therefore, an example of an image may be colors moving very quickly. That would be an example or translation, but not necessarily. It is merely an example of what you may present to yourself with your conceptualization sense, for you are tapping into action. With your empathic sense, you may translate something that you are actually connecting to as being nothing, and in actuality, it may be calm. It may be quiet. And because it is not excited, or it is not presenting in words, or is not presenting in an action, you may immediately dismiss it as nothing. Or you may generate a feeling and dismiss it, thinking that that is your own feeling. If it is your inner sense of telepathy, it may be a different type of feeling. You may physically feel something. you may feel an itch. Or you may feel a twitch in a muscle. And you will immediately dismiss it as nothing or a distraction of your own body. I would express that this is the point of not dismissing whatever occurs once you set that intention and once you move in that direction, because it may present to you in manners that, yes, are unexpected, and that you would automatically be likely to dismiss. What I would express to you also in that is take the step to not be discouraged and only think about what you can't do or what you aren't doing. That is that infamous not enough expression again, but rather relax and give yourself permission to take a step. That is likely your most challenging aspect, is merely taking that first step. Once you do that, you are much more likely to move much more freely and easily in whatever direction you are engaging. It is always that first step that is the most challenging and the most questioned. I shall engage one more question.
This is the moderator. I've got one question from Marai. I'm just going to read it as is. In a recent webinar, you talked to me and all of us about asthma and allergies and about constrictions. I'm doing quite well with acknowledging my original constriction, quit all medicines, and realized I held on to something I have acknowledged. Let me hang on a second because we lost Mary's video feed. Video feed interrupted.